will serve 15 months in prison after being convicted of a newly introduced criminal offence, cyber flashing. Climate scientists have issued a red alert after global temperatures reached record highs last year. The World Meteorological Organization says it had the warmest global surface and ocean temperatures by a clear margin, while there were also rises in sea levels. Omar Badour is the chief of the group's climate monitoring arm.
The northern hemisphere was vastly affected by extreme heat. We remember the summer was very hot in Europe and in many other places, like in North America. That led to excess of mortality.
The chancellors teased that the general election might take place in October. Jeremy Hunt appears to have let the date slip during a committee hearing. Labour's shadow chancellor says a change of course is needed to improve the UK's economy. Rachel Reeves is outlining her party's financial policies ahead of the general election. Outgoing First Minister Mark Drakeford's received a standing ovation in the Welsh Parliament. He's submitted his resignation and will be succeeded by new Welsh Labour leader Vaughan Gething tomorrow. Mr Drakeford sounded emotional as he referred to the death of his wife and paid tribute to fellow Senate members.
The last 12 months has been the hardest and the saddest of my life. And people will not see beyond the chamber those small acts of kindness that happen every day.
And Chumbawamba have demanded a right-wing politician in New Zealand stop using their hit song Tub Thumping at his rallies. The British band previously asked UKIP the same thing back in 2011. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. This is Phoenix FM.
You are now tuned.
The only lead we have is this sound.
I nice to talk to you, Rob.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
What?
When you close your eyes, when you say goodnight,
you
House of Cards. That'll be Isaac there. Isaac Howlett kicking off this week's edition of Synth City. Another spectacular Tuesday filled to the brim with tunage. Cool remix, one or two classics. And you, well, you know how it works. I'll tell you all about it in just a moment. E.g., the brand new tunes highlight in this week, that kind of caper. Yeah? Playing this after a long while, I'm not playing it last week. I thought I need to play it again. Love Asylum, Green to Blue. And then I will tell you, actually, what's in that there show.
Do you ever wonder if you could retrace time? Would you live your life again? Moment to ponder. Is it?
Psychedelic sounds of Love Asylum. Well, green and blue, they're part of the psychedelia, aren't they? And that's, of course, the mushrooms are pretty raw these days. Now then, before getting myself into any more trouble, hello, welcome aboard to Synth City for another Tuesday evening, or of course you could be catching the podcast, in which case it could be any time, day or the week.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Now, this evening's show, we've got brand new from Electro Kill Machine, plus Colour Theory here. New to the show, Strange Addiction, and Lord of Monsters here, and Roby Fayez here with a new tune. We also got Church of Trees and a Metro Glow, plus Luver is here. We've got a slight Spanish twing to the show this evening. Ah.
Soon.
And this is a little old charity number, if you haven't heard it yet. It's been out before, but it's been remixed from Scala, called Waitlist, helping raising money for the PTB Surgical New Life Appeal. What's that you want to know? I'll tell you just after. Weightless. What a great idea. They decided to give a remix to this to help raise funds to help Paul Thompson Bernard achieve a life-saving surgical work. I shan't go into more detail, you know, you might be eating food. But if you visit Paul Thompson Bernard's website page, Facebook page, you can go to his GoFundMe and help the PTB Surgical New Life Appeal, it's called. Well done to the gang, Scala, to help support that young man.
You're with Rob Harvey.
Electronic. Playing for the first time last week, a brand new single, Call It. Time to go to Basildon. No, and not for a band you think you know what I'm going to play, but these are Electro Kill Machine. And this is their brand new single, No Need At All. Oh, I think there's every need. Here it is. Kill Machine, No Need At All. I remember them guys came into the studio when I did a Saturday morning breakfast show about, well, 10 years ago perhaps. I bet they look better than I do.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Check us out on Facebook.
He came up to me and said, I'm John Stitch and I do non-stop dancing.
It was many years ago with another one. It was always much like this, but you were gone. It's not like it used to be. Cheap commercialized. It was never quite like this when we were young.
For the first time last week, across the hill. Across that hill, should I say. In my journey into shooting this week, it's been like the last couple of weeks. I can't wait for the lighter months. Those dark lanes. I don't know how these rallycross night drivers do it. Maybe because I'm boss-sided at the moment with me dodgy one eye. That's not a euphemism. That's called a cataract.
Thread to rule them all. One thread to find them. One thread to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. To Synth City.
Now then, hello. Welcome if you've just this minute turned on the old wireless or tapped on the old tinterweb. This is Phoenix 98FM, Synth City, with me, Rob Harvey. Each and every Tuesday, live and loud from 8 to 10, or whatever time it is you're catching the rerun edition, which goes out from Wednesday. But this is live. I'm actually here now. And in this there studio, we have a little Facebook group, Synth City with Rob Harvey is the name of the group. Easy to find on that there Facebook. And if you join the group, then you can chat to us, because we pin a fresh chat thread up on the old Facebook group every week, so you can interact with some of the artists, some of the creatives. Maybe you find the music that you've heard and go off to their little old Facebook pages or wherever and support those artists, because 90% you're all unsigned super duper international stars in my mind. And before I go any little further, for those who are in the chat room, let's have a quick have a little look and say hello. And if you want to know how I do this, you just need to click on those little thumb up, heart, or whatever icons they have, so that your name appears a little bit easier for me to see. So, good evening to Peter. Hello to Andrew. Hello to Marie. Hello to Carl. Hello to Cheryl. Hello to Daniel. Hello, Max. Hello, Eric. Hello to Bernard. Hello, Kevin. Hello to Mike. Hello to Umar, Sebastian, and Brian. Hello to Neil as well. And who else? Let me scroll. Hello to Left. I think I said hello to Marie. If I repeat myself, I'm repeating myself. Hello there to Mike as well, and Johnny, and Kevin, and Max as well. And I know there's going to be more people coming in the minute I turn away from the screen, because I can't stare at it all night. I'm supposed to be doing this show. I can't be sitting here looking at the box, can I? Or can I? Because a bank holiday weekend's coming up. Yes, it is. The first proper bank holiday weekend, Good Friday, and all that malarkey, and a Monday off. But, of course, we've just had that little old Irish event, you know, St. Patrick's Day. So, did you get up to anything fun? That's the question. Did you get up to anything other than going down the pint pub and drinking as many of the old Guinness as possible? Feel free to let me know, because I'm nosy like that. Did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? And if you did, keep it clean. Feel free to share a moment in the old chat thread. And conversely, if you didn't, like me, get involved with any of that shenanigans, then maybe you're saving yourself up for the Easter weekend. And for our international listeners and stuff like that, it's the bank holidays in the UK. But if you've got anything planned for your weekend, which is this weekend coming up, feel free to let me... Oh, no, it's the following weekend. I'm getting running away with myself. Yeah, so the bank holiday weekend, you've got a good lead up to it. A good recovery point from the old St. Patrick's Day. So, yes, if you are celebrating St. Patrick's Day still, bless you. But let me know, did you get up to anything interesting? And if you can, keep it clean. Feel free to pass it up onto the old Facebook chat thread, Fred. And, yes, and the other point of that there question, if you haven't got anything to do with St. Patrick's Day, then maybe you are looking forward to that first big Easter bank holiday weekend. I know there's a bit of a school's off business. That's going to put a damn problem for some. But feel free to let me know if you've got any big plans for that other than listening to my show relentlessly via the old medium of podcast.
This is Sin City.
And while you ponder that, let's go to Australia. Real life.
Yeah.
those 1980s hits that I almost forgot. From Australia, Real Life of the band Send Me an Angel. So many 80s sounds in that. And I feel sorry for the drummer who just got used to his Simmons drum kit and couldn't quite get the clap to sync, so I had to do it manually. Geeks! Still, it sounds good, doesn't it? Got nothing to do with the film Dune, not June, as if Dune. But for some reason, it kind of reminds me, even though musically it doesn't sound like it. It's brand new from E-Man and Retrograph. It's called Testing Ground. Right, this is brand new from Colour Theory, being all analog on us, with the brand new single Disappear.
Sleepless day, waking by the dream again. With Rob Harvey.
Depeche Mode from the album Memento Mori, Before We Drown.
We have to move forward before we drown.
Time for a new band to the show, Strange Addiction are called, and this is their brand new single called Good Things.
Where I always go, it's like the human race have moved on to a planet I'll never know.
Little debut there from Strange Addiction. And I noticed that when I wrote the file to go onto the screen, I'm lowering the veneer of my professionalism, I misspelt their name. So if you are listening on the Mixcloud, you'll see the name of the artist, and I can't spell addiction clearly. I know, you're looking at me thinking, no, Rob's the consummate. Yeah, I can't spell. Clearly. I can normally, but I clearly couldn't then. I'll get that corrected for next week, eh? So I dare say a few people pick me up on it. Right, we've got brand new from Lord and Master at the moment, but the current single from The Ocean Beneath is Dream. Featuring Liz Mann, and it's rather dandy.
Too long. How soon? promise you won't do this again. Keep my eyes closed into my secrets where no one else goes. Do you want to play with stars behind the curtains?
Resist, a little old drum machine, rhythm machine type Roland McGadget. That 808 vibe. They're the Ocean Beneath, featuring Liz Mann, and a track called Dream Tonight. And a man who's no stranger to a rhythmic drum pattern is Lord and Master. This B's brand new single, it's called High Rise. How you doing?
No,
just called High Rise.
Looking from the top of the high rise, you can see the heart of the city. Looking from the top of the high rise, it all seems so pretty. Crossing the Thames on Hungerford Bridge, you can see them milling around the trains from Charing.